Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis. A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here. Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at DD Lewis for real, at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and of course at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X or Twitters, whichever one you want to call that thing. Welcome to another weekly look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. As you know, we like to cover all things high school sports. Nationally, we'll talk about it if it makes sense, but we like to keep things right here in our own backyard. So looking forward to bringing you another great show tonight, man. We got a full roster tonight, man. We're loaded tonight, man. So really exciting show, of course, coming up. We've got our prep roundup, and then guests tonight include Grant Hoyer, tight end, Georgia State commit, River Ridge Knights tight end. He'll be joining us. North Clayton quarterback Justin Murphy, Douglas County head coach Johnny White, and Buford head coach Brian Appling, because those two programs are going to meet up. So we're going to do something we're going to start it this week, and hopefully we can keep it rolling, but we're going to call this thing three and out. All right? Three and out. And so we'll talk to one coach, you'll hear from one, and then we'll punt it over to the other one, let you hear from him. And again, very big. One of probably several really, really big matchups this week taking place. So we'll get into that. And of course, you know, we got our shout outs in the prep roundup. Sonny, always want to say hello and ask you how you're doing this evening.
I'm doing fantastic. I'm so glad it's hoodie season.
I kind of felt that. Like, I love the summer. I'm a summer guy. I love the heat. I don't mind it in Georgia. People think I'm crazy. But when I walked out this evening to put my wife's car up and take the trash out, I was kind of like, man, this feels good, man. Let me go grab a hoodie.
It doesn't feel draining. Like, when this time of year, it feels like you can accomplish more because you're not going to be drenched in sweat when you're finished.
Yeah, I can feel you on that. How's your week been going so far?
Oh, everything's been great. I've been just enjoying the weather and being really productive.
Good deal, man. Real quick, before we get things rolling here, if you did not see it, unfortunately, the Bravos fall tonight 4-1. And I'm sure Abe was keeping you up on that. 4-1. To the Nationals tonight, and unfortunately for them, the Mets did pick up a win over the Blue Jays. They knocked them off tonight 6-2, so Bravos now a game back of the Mets once again for that final National League wild card spot. So make sure you lock in tomorrow morning, the morning shift, kicking things off for us right here at 6 a.m. with Mike Johnson, Tiffany Blackman, and Bo Morgan. They'll have you, all your Braves recaps and all that good stuff, all right? Without further ado, Sonny, let's do what we do. Let's go ahead and get into the prep roundup.
Let's go, let's go!
Now it's time for the prep roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All righty here. First off, got a couple of shout-outs, just a couple tonight. Want to give a big congratulations to Pace Academy softball pitcher Megan Wrigley. This past week, she's only a freshman. She surpassed 100 strikeouts on the season this past week. So congratulations to that young lady. Also want to give a congratulations to Coach Chad Frazier, 100 career wins for him at Whitewater after they picked up a win this past weekend, last Friday, I should say. So congratulations to Coach Frazier. And that's it for our shout-outs for this week. Now let's go ahead and look back at the week. It was a relatively short week for me last week. Friday, though, we did get into football as we always do, and I was over at Decatur High School, man. Very shout out to the athletic director, Mr. Thomas, man, the whole crew over there, man, so welcoming. And this was actually my first time at Decatur for a football game, so thanks for the hospitality. But anyway, great game, a lot of fireworks early on. 22-20 your score at the half, Decatur on top of Stevenson. But in the second half, Decatur defense goes in lockdown mode. They don't allow Stevenson to get on the board any further, and they go on to pick up the win. 32-20, your final score. They improved to 3-0 on the season. This week have a matchup, region matchup against Shanley, so they'll try to obviously move to 4-0. But Darius White, running back for Decatur, finishing with 2 rushing touchdowns. Got a chance to catch up with him and defensive lineman Quay Hood afterwards.
Throughout the week, man, coach gave us a game plan. He told us to execute it, so we did just that, and we came out with a dub, 32-20, man. Shout out to Stevenson for giving us some great work, but we came up on top.
All right, and Quay, defensively, like I said, especially in that second half, man, you guys made the adjustments. It's almost like coach kind of starved y'all at halftime because y'all came out in that second half really hungry.
Yes, sir. We go by TTE, toughness, turnover, effort. 11:30, everybody to the ball. 1-0 every week. That's the mindset.
All right, and again, congratulations to Decatur. Moving to 3-0 on the season. Big region matchup for them this Friday. They'll take on Shambly, try to move to 4-0. So good stuff there. Saturday, I took in some softball action. Great matchup between Harrison and Cherokee. Harrison, the night before on Friday, had their 9-game win streak snapped. So obviously looking to kind of get things re-rolling again and get another streak. And they found themselves in a battle, a game that would go extra innings, nine innings. So they'd go 2 extra innings and they would eventually pick up the win. Brooklyn Evans with a walk-off RBI single, 9-8 your final. And afterwards, they got a chance to catch up with head coach Richard Dombrowski.
You're exactly right. We had a tough game last night. Hillgrove's a great ball club, and they got a 7-4. Great game, and when you turn around in 16 hours, you got to just see what the girls are made of. And we came out swinging, and it was great. We had a great first inning. They answered right back because they're a great ball club over there, Cherokee, Coach Carlisle. They're always fantastic. And we answered back in a 9-inning game, and 2 outs, nobody on, hit, and it's just really exciting. So proud of the girls.
All right, and obviously good a bit of softball left for you. You guys are having a really good season. What do you kind of want to see out of the girls down the stretch?
Well, they're off to a great start. We talk every day about step by step. We just got to get a little bit better each day. And what we just talked about after the game was, you know, it's not going from a 200 hitter to a 600 hitter. It's little things, first steps, transfers, how you play catch, how you show up to play. Those little things are what we're going to keep grinding on. It's what's got us here, and we're going to try to do it the rest of the way.
All right, and again, Coach Richard Dombrowski for the Harrison Hoyas. And now they did pick up another win yesterday, 18-0 over Osborne. So, again, looking to get another streak going. They'll be back in action tomorrow if the weather holds up. Of course, you know the hurricane is impacting Georgia weather. So if the rain holds off, they'll take on Paulding County and look to make it 3 in a row. That's going to do it for the shout-outs and the recap from the week. And now I want you to hear from my guy, Grant Hoyer, tight end for the River Ridge Knights, having a great season. They've won 3 straight. They've improved to 3-1 with their most recent win this past weekend. Of course, Grant, a Georgia State commit. Great conversation with him, and here it is.
All right, Grant, first off, congratulations to the start of the season for you guys. 3 straight wins after that loss in the season opener. What do you believe have been some key factors for you all that, you know, you've had the success that you've had these last 3 games?
I think we just played as a team more off for, like, the last 3 games. First game, I think we just weren't really locked in. We really weren't really just, I think, ready for it like we should have been. I think we just thought we could go in there and win, and we didn't really – expect just got knocked off our feet. So
all right, this week another big region matchup. You guys will take on Pope. They're looking to keep momentum behind them as they're coming off a big win last week. What's been the motto and the message from Coach Collins this week?
For this week, Coach Collins is really just being, don't be complacent. Mm-hmm. You don't win the game until it's over. You haven't won yet. He wants us to be locked in the whole week. He knows that if we get complacent, we can absolutely lose to really anyone. So he wants us to keep going hard always, and always practice really hard for practice.
All right. And for you individually, obviously, your senior year, coming into this season, what were some of the important things you wanted to work on as you started getting ready? And, again, still early in the season, you may still be working on some things, but, you know, what were just some areas of focus for you?
So this year, I mean, I'm kind of focused on being, like, more explosive and quickness. I'm working on my route running this year. That's definitely something I'm focused on. I know I got to get more space when I'm down the ball, down the deep ball, and even – and medium routes. So I don't think you just want to get more space between me and the safety or me and the DB. So that's just kind of what I've been working on this year.
All right. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline. Grant Hall, your tight end for the River Ridge Knights football team. He joins us here on Press Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As a leader of the team, what's been your message to some of the younger guys? And, you know, just talk about what it's like helping them grow into their own so they can, you know, be contributors for you guys.
You just got to keep going through it. I mean, you may not see the end of the tunnel or light at the end of the tunnel, but you got to just keep going. Keep grinding the weight room. Keep believing in yourself. You're going to be making it. You're going to be there. I mean, just be coachable as well. I mean, that's probably one of the most important things. So, yeah.
All right, and let's talk about being a dual sports athlete, because you do your thing on the diamond too, you know, a little baseball action. How much fun are you having, you know, being able to do both of these sports? And, you know, just talk about why you believe it's important, you know, for student athletes to, you know, to kind of expand themselves and be a part of, you know, multiple sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's always great for athletes to be in multiple sports because, I mean, it gives you a different look, different kind of movements, different angles, different, I mean, everything. I mean, it really just helps you out in every single area, even on both sports. I mean, it can help you in both ways. I know a lot of things help me from baseball to football and vice versa, so I know it's always great. And I also teach you some discipline because you got to be pretty busy throughout the whole year, so.
Good deal. And one more before I let you go. Grant, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Grant Hoyer of the River Ridge Knights football team. Also a member of the baseball team, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You've not too long ago made your commitment to Georgia State. Just talk about, you know, Coach Dale McGee and the Georgia State program. You know, what was it about them that you knew that's where you would want to call home when it comes time to continue your academic and athletic career?
I mean, they really showed that they really wanted me to be there. They showed a lot of love my direction. I know I know Coach Spurlock, the tight ends coach, really well now. He's been contacting me a lot. I know Coach Dell texts me almost every day, motivational things. He's been a great, honestly, great role model so far. I mean, and it's also really close to home, which is really great. I know my parents would love to come see my games. So all that just kind of sums it all up. It's a great package right there.
Well, congratulations on that. You going to the game this weekend when they host Vandy?
I'm going to be on a visit at Army this weekend.
Oh, wow. Nice. Congratulations.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Well, Grant, thank you for taking a couple of minutes out of your day. I know you got to finish getting ready for another big matchup. So good luck this week, and thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, Grant Hoyer, River Ridge Knights, tight end. Also a stud on the diamond, too, does his thing for the baseball team. And, again, they got a big region matchup. Taking on Pope, of course, Pope looking to keep momentum behind them as they come off a big win over Sequoia last Friday. Both teams 1-0 in region play, so somebody will get the edge after Friday night. So good luck to both of them, and thank you to Grant for a couple of minutes out of his time. All right, still to come on the show, Justin Murphy, quarterback from the North Clayton Eagles football team, and 3-and-out with coaches Johnny White, Douglas County, and Bryant Appling, Buford Wolves. Big matchup. Big showdown between those two this Friday. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.